Homer City Council heard a resolution on Monday that would have officially expressed the town's commitment to fighting discrimination and maintaining a safe, inclusive city. Dozens of residents turned out to provide public testimony, highlighting sharp divides within the community. KBBI's Shayla Farzan reports.
It was standing room only at Monday's Homer City Council meeting. Over 100 people packed into Cowles Council chambers and overflowed into the lobby. Many waited over 3 hours to testify on a controversial resolution promoting inclusivity. The resolution, which was co-sponsored by council members Donna Adderhold, Catriona Reynolds, and David Lewis, cited recent violence targeting religious groups, minorities, and the LGBTQ community. It also officially rejected discrimination against any group with regard to, quote, race, religion, ethnicity, gender, national origin, physical capabilities, or sexual orientation. The council rejected the resolution in a 5-1 vote, with Councilmember Reynolds voting in favor. She said she'd seen a recent increase in hate and bullying in the Homer community.
When you aren't the receiving end of abuse because of religion, or skin color, or sexual orientation, it's easy to think it doesn't happen here, but it does happen here.
Before voting, the council heard 3.5 hours of public testimony from just over 90 people. The majority strongly opposed the resolution, including Homer resident John Butcher.
The fact this room here is filled with people that are here in opposition to this resolution should be a reminder to you that you are elected officials. And as an elected official, your position can be filled with somebody else in the next election cycle if you don't do your job.
Much of the controversy stemmed from a draft resolution posted to social media, which included several clauses critical of President Trump. Those clauses were removed before Monday's council meeting. Coletta Walker argued the resolution would hurt the town's image and negatively affect tourism.
You have done a great harm to this community, and I, for one, am appalled that someone thinks that they need to dictate to me how to be hospitable and community-minded. It is not the responsibility of government to dictate to its people to be kind.
The resolution emphasized the city's commitment to cooperating with federal agencies in detaining undocumented immigrants. But a number of residents expressed concern that it appeared to be advocating for providing sanctuary. Others, like Lindsay Martin, voiced support for the resolution.
I am a Korean-born citizen of the United States who is new to Homer. Positive and welcoming interactions with my fellow Homer citizens make up a majority of my day. However, the negative experiences I have had are significant enough and based in my ethnic identity that I support this resolution.
The Alaska Criminal Code does not define hate crimes as a distinct offense, but the code does allow for the possibility of a more severe sentence if a defendant has knowingly committed a crime against a victim because of that person's race, sex, color, creed, physical or mental disability, ancestry, or national origin. Bias due to sexual orientation is not included on the list. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.